In remembrance, Roy Colonna, a long-standing devotee of Bhagavan, quietly left his body in the affectionate company of his wife on January 20, 2003. Upon a chance sight in 1970 of Bhagavan's photo in the storefront window of the Manhattan 6th Street Arunachala Ashramam, Roy was immediately drawn to Guru Ramana and his teachings. He attended the nightly chanting and meditation until his move to Gilbertville, New York in 1973. All devotees can never forget his resounding chanting of Arunachala Shiva and his robust enthusiasm, which continued up to his very last day. Roy was an accomplished artist, Tai Chi and Karate teacher, loving father, friend and husband to his remarkable wife Elizabeth. Devotees of Arunachala Ashrama attended his funeral on January 25th and chanted the Arunachala Shiva and Bhavani Ashtakam, both of which were cherished by Roy. He will always be remembered and loved by all who knew him. Babu Bhai Pare. He first read the Maharishi's Who Am I booklet while at a college student in Gujarat. He immediately recognized the purity and directness of the teachings and how the Maharishi embodied them. Babu Bhai worked as an engineer and college professor before immigrating to the USA in 1971. In New Jersey, he took an engineering job and immediately began sponsoring relatives, family after family, until the total number that settled in the USA by his efforts reached 150. He founded a Sangham so the children of all his friends and family could be taught traditional Indian music, Sanskrit and literature. His knowledge of these subjects was prolific. In the later 1970s, when he first heard of Sri Ramana Maharishi's Arunachala Ashrama in NYC, Babu Bhai collected his family into the car and drove straight to the ashrama. Since then, he and his family have been an integral part of Bhagavan's family. In recent years, Mr. Parikh's health had been failing. He told his family members that he would leave this world alone with none of them near him. On January 25th, this actually came to pass as he locked himself into a room, something he never does, then breathed his last. Apparently, he desired to prepare himself for the transition without distractions. Babu Bhai Parikh was much loved by his family and friends and will be missed by all.